Hello everyone, be blessed. Today I want to talk about forgiving and forgetting. Something that a lot of people struggle with is forgiveness. I myself have struggled from this various times in the past. I'm in a place now where the best thing I can do for myself, for my health, is to forgive and forget. In our lives, we go through so much. So many people come against us and say things that are hurtful. Some people do it on purpose and some people do it unintentionally. For me, in my experience, I've definitely come across both kinds of people. The people that try to hurt you on purpose and the people that don't mean to do it. But somehow you're still left harboring that type of pain and hurt. Well, why did this person do this to me? Or why did this person say this to me? And you dwell on the situation in your head. A lot of people don't, you know, speak about the stuff that goes on in their head, and it creates this unhealthy cycle where you begin to, anytime someone wrongs you, you can remember it. You know exactly from 2 years ago, from a person who said you were ugly in a store, you remember their face and you remember exactly what they said. And I found myself a couple months ago doing this, and even recently doing this. But now the new thing I do is I try to forgive and forget. It's better to let it go than to hold on to it. When you hold on to stuff, it weighs you down. When you let it go, it lets you up. It's like you're free. I want to encourage you all to forgive and forget. Forgive the people that hurt you the most. And those are usually the people that are closer to you because they know you the most, you know? In my experience, I've had people very close to me hurt me and almost tear me apart from relationships, loved ones, family members, you name it. And I found myself harboring and holding on to the words that hurt me the most. And I found that all it did was make me sick. All it did was make me hurt and feel bad. And it created an ugly image of that person. But the number one thing we need to learn how to do as people is be united and be able to separate when a person is going through it on their own. Because a person may say something to you and they may not actually mean any harm by it. But because they're going through something in that moment, they say something, they lash out, and then they hit you with that. And then, you know, wherever the case may be. But we hold on to these little things or these big things. And I want to encourage you all to try to forgive someone today if you can. Forgive someone who has hurt you. Forgive someone from the past that has hurt you. Let the energy of that situation go or that person go. And remember that there's a soul in that person and there's a heart in that person. And that person may just be suffering at the time that they did something or the time that they wronged you. And that's okay, because in somebody else's eyes, you may be that person, which is why it's very, very important that we forgive and forget. Because if we do not forgive others, they will not forgive us. So I encourage you all to let go of whatever bad energy, bad memories you have, bad anything that's holding you down. If you can think about it like this and it comes back to your mind and it's something that someone said that negatively impacted you, let it go. I want everyone, if you can, you don't have to, but I'm asking, write the name of the person if you know their name and what they said. And if you don't know their name, write what they said on a piece of paper. And I want you to look at it, examine it, see how you feel about it. And then I want you to crumble it up, hold it in your hands and say, I forgive you and I'm going to forget this. Then throw the paper away. If you gotta burn it, burn it. But the point of this is to help you move on from the things that people do to you. When you hold on to stuff like this, people can have power over you. And you don't want anyone to be able to have power over you. You want to be free and be able to dwell on what you want to dwell on. And sometimes we forget that about our power and what we can do. You don't have to let a situation hurt you. You choose to give that situation power. You choose to let that situation impact your life. So forgive and forget. Even the smallest of the big things, you will feel so much better when you don't have to carry that energy anymore. If somebody said something to you and hurt your feelings, it's okay. It's okay, because I'm sure sometime in your life, you said something to someone and hurt their feelings. And that is okay. We're all human and we all have a soul. It doesn't mean we're perfect and we probably will never be perfect, but we can do our parts in this crazy world by trying to move on and better ourselves. So I encourage you all to forgive and forget. It is important to remember, in order to be forgiven by God, we have to forgive others. Otherwise, God will not forgive us. You have to be able to forgive your brothers and sisters in Christ. People are people. They're human. Human. They're not perfect. Again, as a reminder, I'm going to say this a lot on my podcast because I want everyone to understand that we are all just human. At the end of the day, it's us against the world. And I'm talking about the world for my conspiracy theory people out there. I'm talking about, you know what? We should be united. And in order to be united, we have to be to come together and forgive each other for the things that we do to each other, because most of the time it isn't on purpose. People don't mean to truly hurt people. What's the saying? Hurt people hurt people. That's all it is. So just step back, step outside of your own self, and realize that a person that hurt you is just a person that is hurting. And when you realize that, it's easier to forgive and forget. And I know some situations you feel like, I can never forgive this. I can never forgive what that person has done to me. Yes, you can. You can if you want to. It's a choice. It is a choice. I'm choosing to forgive and forget for my health, for my sanity, and because I don't want to dwell on a situation that doesn't positively serve me. And I'm just encouraging you all to do the same. Please forgive and forget. Love your brothers and sisters in Christ. Love your brothers and sisters in general. Reunite. Unite. And for people who wrong you on the street that you don't know, it's okay, because they're going through it too. Forgive and forget. The faster you learn how to do it, the faster stuff like this won't affect. Forgive and forget. You all be blessed and have a fantastic day.